Chapter 3. Introductions. "Go away," said Scarlett. Emily thought that Scarlett was being quite rude. Kyle heard nothing as usual. "Go away now," ordered Scarlett. Her sister shivered behind her. "This is my garden," said Emily. "Well, it's my mummy's garden, and this is my mummy's hosta. I saw her tell my daddy to plant it here." All three fairies fell onto their backs as the gust of wind from the giant's mouth blasted them. They picked themselves up and dusted themselves down. "I'm sorry," whispered Emily. "I didn't mean to hurt you."
"Hurt us? You nearly broke my back," said Scarlett.
"And this is our home, not your hosta."
Kyle's jaw was still hanging open.
"My name is Emily, and this is my friend Kyle," whispered Emily. "And this hosta was really planted by my daddy. We don't want to harm you, and you're more than welcome to share the hosta. After all, you seem to be doing a good job of keeping the slugs away."
"What? Those big slimy things?" asked Scarlett. "They are repulsive."
Amber and Violet were still too scared to speak and tried to hide behind Scarlett.
"What's your name?" asked Emily, in as soft a voice as she could manage.
"My name is Scarlett," said Scarlett. "These are my sisters, Amber and Violet."
"Oh, wow," said Emily, forgetting that she should really be whispering.
The fairies picked themselves up and dusted themselves down again.
"I'm sorry," said Emily again.
"Does your friend ever speak?" asked Scarlett.
"Sometimes," said Emily, "but he rarely has anything interesting to say."
"Oi," protested Kyle. "I have lots of interesting things to say."
"Say one," ordered Scarlett.
"What?" asked Kyle.
"Say something interesting.
Now,"
ordered Scarlett once again. She really was very bossy indeed.
"Your name is Scarlett and your wings are red. My guess is that you were called Scarlett because of the colour of your wings. I've made this assumption because you said that your sisters were called Amber and Violet and their wings are orange and purple. Am I right?" asked Kyle.
"Well, it's hardly the most interesting thing you could have said, but you are right," said Amber, who had stepped out from behind her big sister.
"Why were you called Emily and Kyle?" asked Violet, who had noticed that the giants didn't seem to have coloured wings.
Of course, Kyle and Emily had no idea why they were given the names that they were given. They were, however, very happy with them.
"What do giants do all day?" asked Amber.
Amber and Violet were no longer scared and were becoming quite inquisitive. The answer, of course, was really quite tedious. Emily and Kyle did very little each day. Talked nonsense, got dirty, ate sweets. The most exciting days were made up of talking nonsense while getting dirty and eating sweets.
"Maybe you could show us what you get up to," asked Emily.
"I don't know what fairies do, except give me money when my teeth fall out."
The three fairies sniggered.